Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Warp!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, driving in again. Pull up a car.
Hey, good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too, my friend. It's Easter Sunday, John, and you get to go to work, right?
Absolutely.
But I think it's sad and happy at the same time, right, John? You get to see everybody happy on Easter Day, at least, right?
Yeah, and I'm not a very religious person anymore, so I mean it means something, but it's then again it's not as impactful for me as it would be for some other people. I know there's a lot of people that would not work on Easter for nothing for anything. So if it actually means that some of those people would have the day off, then I'm happy to take the shift. So.
I was joking with Brenda, but like not joking, but I was saying, are we going to be in trouble for saying Happy Easter to everybody today? You know what I mean, John?
I don't. I think you'll be okay.
Okay. I'm just checking, John. I don't know what's right and wrong anymore, John. I need to hide in my garage and make wood and stay away from everybody. But anyhow,
yeah, well,
Happy Easter, my friend.
Yeah, I got my shot this morning, too. So I got my microchip. Yep. I'm microchipped.
John. If we did another kind of podcast, we'd probably be in so much trouble we wouldn't even know what to do with it, John. But anyhow, we do a beautiful Easter podcast. I mean, a Disney podcast, and it's beautiful Easter. My beautiful wife got her shot yesterday too. So.
Yep. Lisa got hers on Thursday, so we're all in the process of. And I feel like, you know, it's like when you get that I voted sticker and you proudly wear it. Well, yeah. You shouldn't be. I mean, honestly, you shouldn't be proud that you voted. It's your, I would say, almost your obligation as an American to vote. So we shouldn't have to. I mean, I do it too, but we shouldn't have to proudly proclaim we voted. Of course, you should vote. You know,
yeah.
And that's like this. You know, I proudly proclaim that I got the shot. Well, I shouldn't proudly proclaim. I mean, self apparent that you should go get the shot. You know,
so. Just go get it. Do as everybody do. We all should do what we need to. Our civic duty, I feel like it is at this
point.
There
you go. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. So.
I know we'll get in trouble for that too, because there are people out there that believe that you shouldn't get it. So it's crazy, but go get it. And I don't know if I did this last week or not, because everybody knows, John, I just bought another computer for this show, John. Can you believe this, John?
It was about a year ago you got that Apple, you were so happy, or the Macintosh, you were so happy, and it just doesn't record right for it.
And let me put it this way, I'm still 95% happy with it. The problem I'm having with it is certain apps that I like to use doesn't sync up well with the Mac. You understand what I'm saying? It's like I've learned so much on the PC, and trying to integrate it into the Mac doesn't work, and the things that are in the Mac just doesn't work for the way I like to do the show, if that makes sense for something.
Yeah,
but
I gotcha.
I love the Mac so much more because everything else we do is integrated. Like I can do things on the phone and stuff like that. So it's still a part of the show, but I prefer to record with the laptop on the side table. And I like to use the Mac for all of our research and stuff like that. So I'm still using it. I'm still happy with it. It just, I was having problems with Skype and updates and with the recorder. It was driving me nuts.
There you go.
So the long story short, I don't remember if I wished our beautiful friend Judith happy birthday last week. I had Evan on the show, which we did. I did 4 hours last week, John, because I did a 2-hour show with you that never got posted.
It'll join that vault of shows that were recorded and something happened to. And we got 4 or 5 like that, don't we?
At least, John.
Things didn't work out right.
At least. But I don't remember on what show or both shows or whatever. So I don't. When Judith had a birthday a few days back, but I wanted to make sure we wish beautiful Judith happy birthday, and I can't wait to see her and see Tommy and all you guys at Disney World. And what do we have, like 30 days left, John?
Yeah, and I checked with my family yesterday. Both JJ and Lisa, and both are full on board of going to Disney, even if we can't get into the parks. And it's looking right now. I looked at April, and the entire month of April is blocked out. Not a cast member can get into the park for all of April right now. So unless something changes, I think May be like that. And so Disney Springs and the resort is where we'll be.
Well, fingers crossed. You said May is a little less crowded, so maybe the whole Easter break deal is April down.
Yeah, well, usually Easter marks the traditional end of – it should be busy this week, and then as you make your way through April, the snowbirds go home, school resumes, all that type of stuff. And usually by the second week of April, the third week by the latest, everything is really back to normal and slow down here. So I don't know. I think Disney right now is anticipating a lot of those stimulus checks getting to people and those people deciding – well, we've got our shot. Let's go to Disney World. Yeah. And so I think that's what they're anticipating right now. And you know what, Doug? I don't have a problem with it. I mean, honestly, I feel as if right now it's great being a cast member, but I am not spending money. And we need people to be there spending money, you know, so and paying to get into the park so I can keep my job and all us other cast members can keep our job. And so at the end of the day, my job is more important than me being able to go ride Test Track. So
I have a feeling maybe by May, with more shots being out, they might relax attendance a little more. Like,
yeah,
I'm hoping really in some ways they don't, so I can get on more rides myself. But in other ways, I'm hoping they do. So it might allow you and some of your other cast members into the park.
Yeah.
So, but that's a whole other month away. You know how many more vaccines that is, and you know they might open up a little bit more of the park, more attendance wise.
Yeah, there's a good possibility, and we'll see. I really don't know, but I just know right now. Yeah, it looks like April is totally blocked out. But I mean, that's also their. That's like the hours. You know, the same thing. They put that in place, and then that way, if it is slower than they anticipate, then they can allow us in. They certainly don't want to say, oh yeah, you can go at the third week of April and then all of a sudden it is super busy and then you can't get in. Now that would stink. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, what I'm hoping for, all things said and done, John, either way, no matter what, we're going to have a good time. I'm going to have you over at the Wyndham. We're going to try to do a little something. I'm going to buy you some beers and a Sammy. And we're going to have some fun. We're going to be at the Paddlefish with our friend Judith and Tommy. We'll come over and see you at Old Key West and, you know, see you over there. You know what I'm saying, John? We're going to have fun regardless.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and every time I'm driving through Old Key West now, I'm going, yep, what do I got? 35 days, 30 days. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And even if I just end up hanging out at Old Key West, the only thing, honestly, Doug, you know what I wish more than us getting parks, I would be Disney Springs down to Old Key West. That's what I want more. So,
yeah. You broke up big time, but I know what you said. I didn't hear a word you said, but let me guess what you said. The thing that you want the most is the boats to be running back and forth to Disney Springs. Am I wrong?
Yep, you're right.
And you're right. If you listen back to this, I'm not going to cut it out. This is how well I know you. Re-listen to the show. Everybody, the show will be my witness that I could not hear a darn thing you said, but I knew what you were wishing for.
That's pretty good.
So, Oh, dude, I'm hoping for them to be running. I hope for some strange reason Riverside opens so I can take a ride up to Saskatoon to visit my good old Port Orleans Riverside.
You know, I haven't heard anything about Riverside, but I have heard rumors of French Quarter. So there's talk of that might be the first one that reopens. So.
Well, either or, if one of them opens, I think that might open up the boats.
Yeah, it would be great to see that, and I'd love just to be able to get beignets while I'm on vacation. So that'd be nice. To,
yeah, John broke up again. Let me guess, you want to go get the beignets at French Quarter, right? Am I right?
You know what? You just do the show and fill in my my spots. How about that?
Yes, but is that what you said? You want to get the beignets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
This is working out good. I don't even have to stop and start the show again. I can just fill in the play. We're playing John and Disney Mad Libs right now. Yeah, we're playing John. So, John, we're back to recording again. We had a cut, splice, move, and re-record because today I think what's happening is Easter Sunday and you're driving in. I think there's a lot of people on the phone calling their loved ones, and I think it was jamming you up.
So that's what we're going to go with.
No, we have no other excuse, but
yeah.
The recorder's working finally, and now we're having problems getting connection. Ain't that the WDW Main Street way?
That's the way it goes.
So, but anyhow, you were talking about the buses when you went blah, 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 blah. But we're talking about you had to run at the – so tell us again, what did you get, the tree houses this week?
Yeah, one day I had the treehouse of Saratoga Springs, where you just run back and forth between Saratoga and the treehouses. And that one they only give you for like 2 or 3 hours, and so it's all right because it's not an all-day thing. And then the other day I had the Blizzard Beach Animal Kingdom run, and that was basically the same thing all day, just back and forth between Animal Kingdom and Blizzard Beach. And that's enough to get you dizzy by the end of the night because you're just basically making a big circle. So.
Is it also aggravating, too? There's like a ton of people wet and soaked walking by you, like getting on and off the bus?
Not too much. I think most of the people had changed and stuff by the time they get on they got back on the bus. So.
Okay. My luck would be that wet one would come by shaking his or her hair and get it all over me like a puppy.
No, I didn't see that. So.
And Tomator called us earlier during the show. Now he just texts me pictures. He was playing at the church today, John.
No, good for him.
Yeah, he's been playing since I've been a little kid. He's always been playing the guitar. He was in bands in his early years, and he wrote a couple original songs, and we're going to get him over here to the campfire this year and let him play for me. It'll serve two purposes. My wife will get to hear him sing, and I'll get the coyotes and all the other wildlife running away from my house. So
maybe Presley will join him.
Yeah, well, I told him, I said, I ain't going to hurt Presley's ears. I'm going to put my Ryobi headphones on him so he don't hurt my dog's ears. But, he's the one, when I was a kid, he bought me a drum set. A guy from the music store, he did a remodel job for, I think, and he owed him money, so he gave Don a set of Ludwig drums or whatever they were, and he gave them to, like, an 8-year-old kid. You know what my mom loved about that?
Oh, the whole idea, I'm sure.
Like, luckily, I'm not, like, I don't have anger problems. You know what I'm saying, John? I wasn't an angry kid.
No, not at all.
But whenever I would get in trouble, she'd send me to the room. I would lock the door, and I would beat on those drums. Like, there was no tomorrow, John. Would you imagine?
You know, and you're still beating your drum nowadays. So.
Absolutely. It's the American Indian in me, John. I love playing that drum. But one day I came home from school and I'm like, where's the drums? And my whole bedroom was rearranged. And I couldn't find my drums and my mom said I sold them. Well, here about a year later, John, you know how you have the bureau with the big mirror on it?
Yeah.
She put a caddy corner in the room and hid the drums behind the mirror. And I never found them for like a year, John. I found them like a year later back there.
You had them the entire time.
Yep. She never got rid of them, but she got rid of them. But, it's been a long time he's been playing, so we're going to get him over. But you also said you had the dirty joke or an upscale little risque joke you wanted to tell?
Yeah, the bus driver joke of the week. Let's see. So most Jedis, as they progress from Padawan to Jedi Knight, and then they become Masters. And so, like, Master Yoda, so forth and so on. But they never called Darth Vader Master, and that's because Master Vader would just, whenever they said that, the stormtroopers would giggle. So.
Well, Luke better watch out with that mechanical hand. That's all I'm saying, John. But we'll go to another show for another time.
Doug, real quick on my Saratoga Springs day, it also happened to be the day that I checked my bank account, and my DVC withdrawal had been about $40 more than my normal amount. And so I went to double check, and there was a good reason for that. Any idea why?
Your building rates went up? The fee went up?
Nothing like that. No, it was my last payment. My DVC is paid off. I am so freaking happy.
So, oh, John, that is awesome.
It is. It is. It really is. I'm ecstatic. Finally paid. It's been a while. It was 10 years, but yeah.
And you didn't even realize it was coming, huh?
No. I mean, I'd been so accustomed to paying that forever that I didn't even think of it. And I know to a lot of people it's no big deal because a lot of people can just buy DVC outright and stuff like that. But to me, a broke bus driver, it was a big deal. So I was happy. So.
Well, that is awesome. Congratulations. Now you're officially owned the home, John. Now all you have to do is pay the maintenance fees.
Well, yeah, exactly, for another 30 or 40 years, as long as we have it. But, no, I was sitting there, so I knew that at lunch, so I'm sitting there at Saratoga and looking at a tree, and I'm going, that's my tree. That right there is my tree.
That is awesome, John. I am happy for you.
Yeah,
that's really cool. And you get to go celebrate with me in a few weeks.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, after that was done, I was almost like, well, maybe we had to change back to Saratoga just so we're at the resort that we actually. I'm really looking forward to Old Key West, and I think it's perfect with the one bedroom and stuff. If we don't get a chance to go to the parks, it's going to work out perfect. I'm just going to grill and chill out, and we have enough room, and so it should be just a relaxing trip. So.
Well, the other thing is the beautiful Judith and Tommy Lee staying there too, so you guys will be in the same. You know, the same resort, which would be nice.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, my nephew Nicholas is coming down for a couple of days. Our couple of last days, and then he's got himself three more nights at Pop Century. And I've explained the ticket situation to him, so he's just buying himself a ticket. So he's going to be able to make his park days and then probably go like a madman because he'll be by himself and he can just ride whatever he wants. So.
Yeah, our young Republican.
There you go, Mr. Young Republican.
Yes, that is awesome. Dude, the TV's playing right here, and I already have one of my first purchases, John. They have the People Mover T-shirts and hats. They're showing them right now at the Magic Kingdom. Now, you know I'm picking one of them up, John.
I already got the hat, and I think I bought my son's T-shirt. So, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, I got to drag you into the park with me to get my discount on them, John.
Oh, yeah, that might be a problem. Might be meeting you at World of Disney if they have them there.
Yeah, well, I might do that anyway, John, because I could buy you a beer. Yeah, I'm going to be buying you a lot of beer, it sounds like, John.
You know, I'm going to have plenty in my room, so I'll be ready.
I bet you will be. Are now you ready to go on the Jungle Cruise? Now, John, originally I was going to cry and moan and groan, but we recorded... And we had to start recording again, so nobody will hear me cry like I was going to cry, but it was premature cry. So anyway, we thought the Jungle Cruise was going to close down, but here Disney has announced it via Imagineer Zach Ridley on Instagram that the work is about to get underway and change on the changes to the Jungle Cruise. Zach points out the guests may start to notice some monkey business along the river. As work begins, as expected, the changes will be incorporated in phases over the next couple of months, and it will not result in closure of the ride. That is awesome, John.
Yeah, you know, and they're not changing any of the infrastructure of the ride, any of the water courses or anything, so... Really, there's no reason why they can't. I mean, and the Jungle Cruise being the way it is with the skippers and stuff, I'm pretty sure that for a while the skippers can just insert a goofy joke about worker here, you know, that type of thing. So as they pass, so
It's awesome. Disney announced back in January that the Jungle Cruise will have new additions, add humor, wildlife, Skipper Heart, and also reflect the values of diversity of the world around us. And it has not given a timeline yet, which I like because it makes the rideability better, John, because you never know when you go on it, there might be something new.
Exactly. So, a couple of different times, and you'll get see something new every time.
Yeah. Park hours extended through April 18th, John, which maybe slowly but surely, hopefully by next month, you can get in the park with us. And I'm hoping that sooner than later, they let me know what's going on with May so I know if I need a park hopper or not. Because if the park's closed, like the hours stay what they are, Doug don't need a park hopper if the parks are closing at 6, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but if Epcot's open till 11 every night, you're going to want to think about it.
So. Oh, if that happens, that'll be a fact. I'll just keep it because we'll end up most nights at Epcot. But the other thing I had to think of too with you guys, if you can't get in the park, we might all end up at Springs each night so we can see it. You know, we hope to see you a couple nights during the trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, Judith and Tommy would be able to get into the parks. So you guys could definitely hang out at Epcot a couple of nights.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see. We're going to play it by ear, but if it's a week out and I can call up and cancel my park hopper, I'm going to try to do that. Get reimbursed for it if I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it. You're not wanting, especially if they close at 5 or 6 o'clock. So.
Yeah. I mean, where am I going? I mean, me and Brenda usually go back to the park around then. Like, what we'll do is we get in the park around open, you know, rope drop maybe an hour within the first hour, and then we hang out till around 3 o'clock, 3:30. We have a nice lunch or whatever. Then we go back to the room. We like to shower and get refreshed for night, if you follow me, to go back to a park. And if that's going to be the case, we'll just stay to whatever park till like 4 or 5 o'clock then, and then just call it a night.
Exactly.
So, construction on the Poly continues, John. Are they ever going to get that resort done?
I don't know. It's a big construction mess right now. So, yeah, I'm kind of glad we switched resorts from there. So,
I'll tell you what, the new renovation on Splitsville really looks good with all that outside seating now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very popular destination. I know that. Oh, speaking of Splitsville and the rest of Disney Springs, Doug, I had a Pop Century run yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning, Pop Century to Disney Springs. And Disney Springs, although I know certain people will say it's not a fifth gate and stuff like that, it is, regardless, it is certainly a destination. I went over there at 10 o'clock in the morning, and there was probably 70 people in line to go to Disney Springs already.
Holy moly.
It looked like every other park. You know, we drove past Magic Kingdom was full, Epcot was full, Animal Kingdom line was full, and yeah, you pulled into Pop Century, and I had a full bus within minutes and had to go. So it's really a destination for an all-day thing, too. I was kind of surprised at 10 o'clock in the morning there were that many people waiting to go. So.
My observation on that would be, with the way a lot of the parks right now, and a lot of the restaurants are closed, I'm thinking maybe a lot of those people, especially with Pop not having like a signature restaurant, I'm thinking maybe a lot of those people might have head over, do a little shopping, and have a nice lunch somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what it was. And then, you know, I mean, without all the ticket availability, you know, there's a certain amount of people that just couldn't get reservations for the day. And so where else are you going to go but Disney Springs? So.
Yeah. Well, let's continue at Disney Springs. Splitsville, Disney Springs opens its new indoor-outdoor bar and lounge this evening, and we got a quick look inside and out. Offering a range of specialty Splitsville drinks, you can choose to sit inside in the lounge or take a seat on the bar counter outside. The screen was jumping back and forth. The new lounge is located on the ground floor in the corner of the building closest to the orange garage, replacing a couple of bowling lanes. Guess there wasn't many people bowling. The outdoor side of the bar is accessed from the walkway directly outside the entry exit of the orange garage and directly opposite the group's other new location, Everglades Donuts. You tried them yet, John? I bet not.
What, donuts? No. Yeah. No.
The existing an always busy outdoor bar and corner of the building remains open for business as usual with the new addition. You can find Splitsville on the west side of Disney Springs, offering bowling, a full restaurant, and a number of bar areas, including live music. I guarantee you my honey will be sitting on a on one of these seats at Splitsville on this vacation.
I think so.
Yep.
You'll walk in and you'll be like Norm. Cheers. So.
Nah, I wish. That would mean I lived there.
Yeah.
We talked about the license plate, John. You going to get one of them?
I'm debating. Like I said, it's either between that one or the beach scene, so I don't know which one I want more. But I haven't seen it out on a car yet. So, but yeah, my plate's due, I think, in September, so I probably will get one anyway. So.
Hey, John. Quick question for you. When do you think Food and Wine starts this year?
I believe I saw the other day that it starts July 15th.
Is that nuts or what, dude?
So we're going directly, I mean, literally directly from the Flower and Garden Festival right into the Food and Wine Festival.
Yes.
I think, what is there, 2 days or something in between them? Because it might actually be the day. So.
Dude, I don't even think there's a break.
I don't think so either.
So, but, I mean, we called this, but I just thought they would add a summer festival. But apparently they just said, to hell with it. We're going to. Now it's year-round, like we said it was going to be. It goes from Flower and Garden to Food and Wine to the Christmas Festival.
And then the art. So, yep. Yeah, all four. Basically, what the holiday last 2 months, the art one about 6 weeks.
Yep.
And then Food and Wine, yeah. Yep. Food and Wine, Flower and Garden lasts forever.
Yep. So. Yeah, there's no break now. It goes from, like you just said, it starts the year off with the art festival. Then it goes to Flower and Garden right away. And then it goes now to Food and Wine right into the holiday kitchens.
Yep.
So. Oh, here we go. Disney has today announced the dates for the 2021 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. This year's event begins July 15th and runs through, John, how long you think it goes?
Let's say November 2nd.
Well, you're a little short. November 20th, John. So it gives you like a whole 5 days to go into Thanksgiving and Christmas, which is very similar to the length it ran last year. Most notably, Disney has not yet assigned its taste of title, meaning that perhaps we may see a return of a full-scale festival for the first time since COVID-19. We don't know yet many details beyond seeing a return of Remy's Ratatouille Hide and Sweet Scavenger Hunt and the global marketplaces including Canada, Greece, Germany, hops and barley, and Appleseed Orchard. So it's going to be a long... There's a festival year-round now.
Pretty much. You pretty much got it.
Yeah. They should just call it Food and Wine throughout the year and then just hang a tag under it for what time of the year it is and what festival it is.
Yeah, but then you don't get the merch. You know, you gotta name it different things so you have all those T-shirts and hats and merchandise out there so goofy people like me feel obligated to buy a T-shirt every year. So.
Absolutely. And you love every one of those T-shirts. You probably have never thrown one out.
No, I wear them out, actually.
Yeah. And you probably still keep them.
Yeah. They transformed to the back of my closet where I have all my clothes that I just can't get rid of. My mother-in-law bought me a T-shirt that said, when I first went to Texas to see Lisa, and she said, the T-shirt said something stupid like, if you find me, I'm drunk and I fell off my horse. Something stupid like that, and had a big Texas state on it. So I very rarely wore it, hardly ever, but I happened to have it on the night. That's the T-shirt I grabbed when JJ was born. And so that's what I wore when he was born. So that's back there in the back of the closet. I can't get rid of this goofy, corny touristy shirt now because, you know, that's when my son was born.
No, so. I hear you. I have a few of them. I have a Phillies T-shirt from right before my mom passed away that she bought me. And it was from when they won the World Series. And it's opaque. Like, you can see through it. It's so worn.
Yeah.
And every time I pull it out of one of the drawers and look at it, it puts a smile on my face, makes me sad at the same time, but I will never get rid of that T-shirt.
Yep. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. And me and you already talked about about the our attachment to hats. So I don't know. I get attached to hats, and they don't even. I mean, they don't.
They're all crooked.
Anything to me, but yeah. For some reason, I feel guilty throwing them away.
Yeah, they're all crooked, beat up, old, but you can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
So, John, Magic Kingdom people mover remains on target to reopen this week. Very next day, tomorrow, ran Transit Authority people mover is pushed back to May 1st.
Well.
And it took them a whole day to cancel its opening. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
What else we have?
Local story here about Disney. Did you see the guy that was arrested for not getting his temp? He would refuse to get his temperature took trying to get into Disney Springs.
Yeah, then he got in the Springs. They tracked him down and arrested him. Now he's suing him or something.
Well, this guy he wouldn't get his temperature checked. He wouldn't get his temperature checked. They ended up calling Orange County, and Orange County came out and arrested him, and as he's getting put in the back of the car, he goes, okay, all right, fine, I'll get my temperature checked. And the cop looked at him and said, yeah, you will at jail.
Yes. So, yeah, I see he was complaining that he spent $15,000 on his trip to get arrested.
And that's the thing. People, so did everybody else around you. Uh-huh. So, I mean, that doesn't mean you're special because you spent that amount of money. Do you think other people got here for free? No, yeah. I mean, the fact is everybody here has spent a lot of money to be here. So,
I don't know
what he's. Why would you? I mean, what are you? What are you afraid to throw in gamma rays in your head or something with this little? If so, I'm probably brain dead by now because I have to get it done every morning. So,
well, they're not looking for brain function out of you, John. They just want to make sure. So. Oh, it's crazy, dude. Yeah, I seen that on Twitter. And then I seen the other kid that got fired for tasting the water everywhere. And then he's thankful now because he has like a 500,000 followers now. And he's getting advertisement and job offers.
Well, there you go.
Did you see him?
I saw a little bit about it, but I didn't read the entire story. But I did see him trying the different waters at different locations. So, and I think he said, what, Grand Floridian had the best or something?
Something like that. But he also was drinking water out of the fountains and stuff like that.
And he drank some out of the lake, too.
Yeah, and that's what kind of got Disney, I think, a little pee-hoed. And they brought him in. He was unhappy because his dream was to work for him. But then he come on a couple days later on his TikTok and was talking about how he's been offered like four or five jobs. He has hundreds of thousands of followers. It's like the best thing that ever happened on getting fired because now he's making 10 times more money.
Well, there you go. So.
And he's still allowed to go to Disney.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do anything horrible, so.
Hey, John, don't start taking bites out of the bus tires to see which one tastes the best or something like that, please.
Yeah, I guess kicking them will be suffice.
No. So. Firework platforms in place at World Showcase Lagoon is harmonious continuous testing. I've been hearing a lot of people talk about they're hearing fireworks around Kissimmee. Yeah, Kissimmee. Kissimmee and Buena Vista.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, around Kissimmee and Buna, they've been hearing a lot of these fireworks.
Ugh. You're slaughtering of my city terms. Yeah.
Firework platforms in place around World Showcase Lagoon as harmonious testing continues. All eight of them, firework platforms are out in World Showcase as work continues on preparation for harmonious nighttime spectacular. Dude, I'm looking at it right now, and it's the picture that whoever took, like from eye level, if you follow me, they're standing along the promenade. You literally can barely see America or any of the two countries around it.
Yeah. Well, you can see the fireworks, though.
Yeah. The eight platforms are arranged around the main barge that will provide a launch point for some of the show's fireworks. This is almost the entire lagoon setup with just the fourth and final shaped barge still to be brought out from the backstage marina. Dude, you can't. It just looks like a big traffic jam in the middle of the lagoon. A close-up look appears to show the launchers are currently empty, so it could be that the teams are just carrying out system tests and not actually launching fireworks. So, elsewhere on the Canadian barge, some fairly heavy work is taking place on one of the arms with what it looked like welding work being done. So there's guys, these barges are so big that the guy standing in them looks like an ant.
Yeah, they're huge. They're absolutely huge.
I don't know, dude. I don't have a good feeling about this. I am so worried it's going to be another, what is the one at Animal Kingdom?
Rivers of Light.
It's going to be wah, 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 like when the person loses on the game show.
I think it'll be great.
I bet you Le Fin du Monde, it's not as good as Illuminations.
Well, Illuminate, you see, you'll never admit it because that has a special significance to your heartstrings. So,
John, I will admit it. I admit it.
Emotional
I like
attachment.
No, I like the newer. I like the newer fireworks. I admit when I'm wrong. I admit if I like something more. I've done it before here.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, in your opinion, that it'll never be as good because you have an emotional attachment to.
I have an emotional attachment to Illuminations, which emotionally it'll probably never be as good. But if it comes out like the mapping on the castle and the newer shows at the Magic Kingdom, which I like the newer show more than Wishes, which Wishes has more of, you understand what I'm saying, more of an emotional thing. But I think the newer versions of the fireworks and the celebrations at the Magic Kingdom were better than Wishes. So... if it like comes out like the mapping on the if it's like okay how I'll put it like this if it comes out and it is as good as what over at Avatar was when I got on Flight of Passage, if it's like that, I'll have no problem telling you it's that great, because Flight of Passage is phenomenal. I have to give it credit. If we rank the top 10 rides, that has to be in there, recounting regardless of how emotional I am over other rides. So
okay. All right.
That's what I will say it has to be. Don't you agree it has to be as good as Flight of Passage to be better than Illuminations? Can we at least agree on that?
Oh, it has to be great. I mean, yes. Illuminations was always our favorite nighttime show, so it has to be the best nighttime show, first of all, and then it has to it's got a tall road to hoe. But, I mean, you know, it's not only us, though. I mean, there was a lot of people that felt Illuminations was too slow and just had that big gap in the middle and they didn't like it and
those
stuff like
that. Those people were stupid,
so.
John. And I don't have to worry about losing any listeners for saying that, because I don't think anybody that thinks that would even listen to this show. So I'm not worried about it, John. I'm just kidding. But you know my point, John.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be absolutely ridiculously good. But there's been updates that I thought were better on different rides that I was attached to. But I know Johnny Depp sucks on Pirates. And I can say that out loud. Are you excited about this new Star Wars series coming to Disney Plus?
Yeah, the Bad Batch?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonder how bad they're going to be, John.
Well, they're from the Clone Wars. It's a spinoff from that show. And so we met them. They were in 3 or 4 episodes in the Clone Wars. And so everybody's already got an idea of the characters and everything like that. And they're basically what they're supposed to be is when they were making the clone troopers, there was a couple of malfunctions, so forth and so on, that gave these guys, one guy's like got almost superhuman strength, and one guy's a sharpshooter, he's got phenomenal eyesight, that type of thing. And so all of them have unique capabilities that make them not a typical clone trooper and more specialized soldier. So almost kind of like the G.I. Joe guys back in the day when they had, you know, one guy that was a sailor and one guy that was the different
pilot
stuff.
I mean he was like Navy SEAL stuff like that.
So
tell you what, I'm looking pictures here at the newly remodeled Wilderness Lodge rooms. They look really good. Know what they kind of remind me of, though? The remodeled rooms at the Wilderness Lodge remind me of the original rooms at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And if you get a chance, look at the picture and tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, they look good. They look nice and clean, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
they remind me of the Animal Kingdom. I thought the Animal Kingdom was updated.
Yeah, well, that kind of makes sense, I guess, because they are similar resorts, and they're they're done by the same architect, I believe. So.
Yeah, so they look kind of the same. I mean, Universal Studios, they've been packed, John.
Yeah, spring break, and Universal is more of a happening spot, I guess, for them young kids. So
the youngins, John, the youngins.
Yeah, yeah, college kids that are down here on spring break probably would pick Universal to go to. So.
Well, they got a new trailer out for the Black Widow, John. I mean, I think I'm more excited about that movie than you.
Yeah, and she's one of the boring characters to me.
Well,
so.
You might like her more. It shows the younger version of her, too. So it shows you how she became who she is. I wonder if they're going to complain about her, too. Tony Stark should have been paying her. Are we going to get that backlash?
No, she should have been paying everybody, apparently.
Yes. But anyway, I'm excited about that. What else do we have here, John? Did you see the updated rooms at the All-Stars and at the Pop? I mean, I'll tell you what, they look really good.
Yeah, we stayed at Pop Century last year, and yeah, the rooms out there were really nice. So.
Yeah, the newer updated rooms at All-Star are really coming out nice, John. You know, I think they're doing a good job with them. So what are you going to eat for Easter, John? You going to treat yourself to something when you're done today?
I think I got a frozen calzone for lunch. Happy Easter. Nah, I might stop on the way home, but the problem is the only place that's open at 11 o'clock or midnight when I'm on the way home is Taco Bell, so I end up eating a lot of Taco Bell. So.
I don't want to be poor Lisa sleeping with you after all those burritos.
Exactly.
Now, how's your remodel coming, John? Good?
Guy's supposed to show back up tomorrow to get the tile done. So.
If you want, John, you can give me. I can call for you if you want, John.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
All I could tell you is it would go really, really well, or it would go really, really bad, John.
Yeah, just all of a sudden I've got a rat like. Behind my tile, stuck in the wall that I can never get out or something. So.
I'm just trying to see, John. There's not much more going on around here. Just tomorrow, the Animal Kingdom Lodge now open for dinner once again, which that's good. Dude, I'm hoping more and more restaurants open because there are so many things closed right now.
Yeah, it's really hard to get reservations. So.
I mean, we have three right now, but one for breakfast and two for dinner. I'm excited about the paddlefish, and I'm excited about Wolfgang Puck's. But I don't know where else we're going to eat, John.
Yeah, a lot of counter service or standbys.
And I can't believe I'm flying down again, John.
Look at you, jet traveler.
Yeah. I'm going to be the number one pilot around this show, too, now, John. A Brightline train station plan for the Orange Garage at Disney Springs. Now we're getting more news on the train station, John.
Yeah, it's about... they're saying that some of that rail is late and stuff already, but there's nothing been done at Disney for it.
Yeah, well, that'll take 5 minutes for... It won't be completed until 2026, it's saying, but Lou's telling you by next year on his one show.
Yeah, I know. That's I've heard total different speculations. So.
Yeah, I mean, but it's saying, according to plans, Brightline new rail line coming to Disney Springs. The train station may be incorporated into the Orange Garage. Now it may be. The early plans may be scrapped or changed, but it would make sense for the train station to be near Disney Springs bus loop. This would allow guests to grab transportation in other Disney destinations or resort hotel or property that they might be staying at. Walt Disney World executives told Orlando Business Journal that they had nothing further to share at this time regarding the development, and a spokesman with Brightline said additional details will be revealed later. A new high-speed rail will connect Walt Disney World to Orlando International Airport. It won't be completed until 2026 as earliest. Now, I listened to that show where it was telling me next year, and you heard the same thing, didn't you, John?
Yeah, there's no way.
I mean, I don't understand why. I mean, all my guests, I mean, when I people are, the last three or four trips I have been working on, the first question is, what's going on with this Magical Express? Are we going to be able to ride it? I'm like, if you go this year.
Yep.
And it's crazy. Like, that's their first question, John, because not everybody is us that, like, me and Brenda, we're flying down. We're renting a car at the airport this trip. I rode the Magical. I'm good with it. I'd rather have my own car because of the way we tour. But I know where I'm going in Orlando. I've driven down, 50 plus times. It ain't a big deal for me to drive to the park. But if you've never driven there or been there, it I-4 is not a friendly first time trip. Am I wrong?
Not at all. No, I-4 is a monster. I mean, driving on Disney property, as long as you follow the signs, is fairly easy. But yeah, getting from the airport to Disney itself is an experience, to say the least.
Like, I compare it to, like, somebody living in the suburbs of the Carolinas or outskirts of Georgia or out in, like, the God's country, and then showing up on I-4 with the family truckster. It's not a good thing. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And actually, there's a lot of folks that I have the problems with is New Yorkers, the actual city people that have a driver's license, but they actually don't even own a car. And then they come down here and they haven't driven in years because they live in the city. So
not just that. I'll continue my first thought. It's kind of like when you first get your driver's license, when you, like, you're driving around the country and it's all good. But and even the busiest areas in some of these cities is nowhere near as bad as what you're going to run into in I-4. It's like when you first get your driver's license and make your first trip on the local highway, if you follow me, John.
Exactly.
But yep. New Yorkers, dude, they're horrible drivers. It has nothing to do with them not driving cars. They're just arrogant, cut you off. This is the way we drive, morons, is the way they like to drive.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those, but not just from New York, from everywhere.
Dude, so. I deal with them coming down from New York every year on the Garden State Parkway. They drive like they're in the middle of New York City, and they're in a cab, and they're knocking you off the parkway to get to their beach house. They cut you off like nobody's business. New Yorkers are the most arrogant, aggressive drivers on the planet, and you can send me all your emails, and I really don't care because it's not going to change my mind because I've been dealing with it for the last 35 years I've been driving of these morons on the Garden State Parkway cutting me off, coming to their houses.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. And I know what you got. The other problem is, too, you get a lot of foreigners, John, that it ain't the nicest place to be used to driving on the wrong side of the road and hopping on I-4.
Yeah, that's an issue, too. Yeah, definitely some of the people that come over from other countries, especially if you do come over from Britain or the UK, and yeah, you're on the wrong side of the road all of a sudden. Yeah.
And it's I've read articles where it's considered the most dangerous road in America because of all the influx of out-of-towners.
Oh, yeah, there's so many tourists here that don't know where they're going, and then there's so many people that work here that are in a rush to get to their job or to get home and stuff like that. So, yeah, patience is a big thing. There's not a whole lot of patience with any of these drivers out here. So.
Well, the biggest problem I have with these with people is if they pass their exit ramp, they act like they're going to fall off the edge of the earth, like it's a flat earth. They're not going to be able to get off the next exit and turn around and come back. They're going to end up – they're not going to live if they get off the wrong exit. I mean, they'll lock up their brakes and cause a 10-car pileup to get off an exit because they think they're going to miss it. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. And it happened. I see it a lot out here on property with people cutting across four lanes because all of a sudden they realize that they're going to the Magic Kingdom instead of Epcot or whatever. I mean, the worst thing that is going to happen is that I saw a bus driver do it the other day, get cut across when he shouldn't have. I mean, the worst thing I can do as a bus driver if I go somewhere that I'm not supposed to is be embarrassed in front of the guests. That's the absolute worst thing that's going to happen. Big deal. I'm never going to see these people again. So you'll be embarrassed for 10 minutes and then you get over it. But if
well,
you would
see me again because I'd make a point to get back on your bus to make fun of you. But that's just me. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, except for you.
Exactly.
But I mean, if you cause an accident, that's long lingering effects, you know. So you can get rid of, you can be embarrassed for 10 minutes or cause an accident. I'll take the be embarrassment factor. So
I'd be on there. Hey guys, this is the guy that got me lost last time. I had to see if he could do it again. Oh my goodness. But no, John, it's scary how people think they if they miss an exit, it's the end of the world.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hey John, you gonna buy these reusable bamboo utensils coming to Disney parks?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, they're selling a little kit. It's a fork, knife, and a spoon. First look, reusable bamboo utensils coming to Disney parks. If you hand them to a cast member, will they wash them for you?
I doubt it.
Eco Warriors rejoice. Brand new reusable dining utensils are coming to the Disney parks this April for Earth Month. These Disney park reusable bamboo utensils are a must-have for waste-free snacking. Will be available at select locations in the spring, while supplies last. The cutlery set comes with a handy travel pouch and a clip. It has like Walt Disney World on the pouch, or Disney Parks on the pouch. I wish it said Disney World and Disneyland. I wish they would identify which park you bought it at myself.
Yeah, but no, I probably would get a set for Lisa and a set for me and put them in our backpack because the Food and Wine Festival, it's always a pain to get the food and then realize that you forgot to grab a fork or, oh, well, I need a knife to cut this one with and stuff like that. So, yeah, that would be great to just have something that you just kept using all day. So.
Yeah, they look good. Pictures of the new Coronado Springs lobby. That really looks good. They did a great job redoing that. I see my brethren, John, the drywall and the painters are in here. And it shows them doing the last little touch-ups, which is pretty cool.
Fun.
I wonder what else we have here, John. Sir Mickey roof repainting begins at Match Keller scheme. So they're repainting a lot of the roofs in the Magic Kingdom, to match the castle scheme.
Yeah, all corresponding colors.
Yeah, it looks good. I'll tell you what, again, I reiterate, the castle does look beautiful.
Yeah, it's really pretty and really pretty at night as drive by it. So
I wonder if Robbie and them were getting excited out of Disneyland. It's supposed to open at the end of the month, John.
No, I would think so.
I hope they don't push it back again.
Complete year.
Yeah, I hope they don't push it back again. What's this one here? More framework installed for new Epcot restaurant and World Celebration neighborhood. Mouse Gear work continues. I cannot wait for Mouse Gear to open, John.
Yeah, you're going to get to go shopping in your Kmart discount aisle this time. So.
Yeah, well, if it looks like it, I mean, it's like all the metal studs. I feel like I'm entering one of my job sites, John. They're still a ways away from this being completed.
Yeah, finishing it.
But I want my Mouse Gears and Starbucks open. My wife needs her daily Starbucks at the parks, John.
Oh, they'll be there.
And you said the Wyndham does have a Starbucks in there?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're gonna make their money off our trip just on Starbucks, John.
Yeah. Lisa might have me going over there a couple of times. Well, no, Disney Springs is actually closer. Yeah. But yeah, if we come over to see you guys, then we'll definitely have to stop.
Yeah. Well, I said if we record a quick show, like a little half hour hitter to promote the resort, we'll send the girls over to get some Starbucks, John, while we record.
There you go.
Celebrate Earth Month on Pandora with a new Kiwi Margarita, John? Dude, I'll tell you what. This Kiwi Margarita, it looks like it's in a thimble-sized cup, so I don't even know if I'm buying it. When I drink a margarita, it needs to be in a big glass for me.
Yeah, I don't want a little shot of margarita.
No. No, that's sad. But, it says so you got your COVID test today, John? Everything went good?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not your test, your first shot. What did you get, Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson?
The Pfizer.
Yep. So, and no effects yet is what I wanted to ask you.
No, and actually, they were doing them in those. They're doing them all over the place now down here. I went to the CVS, and it was a streamlined thing. You know, I mean, it was real easy. Check-in desk, and then you just followed arrows on the floor to the back, and they gave. They had like five ready to go at a time. So it was all together. I think it took me 18 minutes, 18-20 minutes. That was it. So.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you got it done, and you and Brenda will be both be vaccinated, and Lisa, and we'll all be ready to party at Disney Springs.
Sounds good.
So I want to let you head in, John. I hope everybody has a very, very happy Easter. And we're going to try to do a restaurant show this week, John. What are you up for it?
Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe pick some place at Disney Springs, since that's where I'll be eating at, probably. So.
Yeah, and if maybe somebody wants to join it, maybe I'll pick two restaurants at Disney Springs and we'll do a restaurant thing.
There you go.
So, but everybody be kind to one another. Happy Easter. Everybody have safe travels, and we will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great Easter.
That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.